morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Welcome, everybody, to Good Morning Salem. Yes, I am not Stacy Ann. I'm Jeff Krupp filling in for Stacy Ann for the next month, both with my show at Political Coffee at 6 a.m. and her show, Good Morning Salem, starting at 7 till 9. And with you for the next hour. Here's what we're talking about today. In a moment, I'm going to get to Super Dave, who's been gracious to hang on through the break. Three things. First off is this. It ain't over, folks. I know the Electoral College is meeting today, so what? See, the stage is being set that Trump would invoke his 2018 executive order that would allow the seizure of all of these Dominion voting machines. And that then would trigger a whole bunch of other things. Now, it doesn't get him reelected, but it paves the way. Because the only date you really got to worry about constitutionally is January 20th. More on that in a moment. Also, there's a recount going on here in Marion County, folks, on Measure 110 with three precincts. For the same reasons, a Republican precinct person who's paying for it says she believes there's evidence of voter fraud. Okay. Let's see that. I'm also going to defend Bill Barr and the COVID-19 vaccine. It's soon going to be here for us to take. We've been talking about that. Well, there's a study out there that says unvaccinated children are far healthier than vaccinated children. Now, that's a whole nother can of worms, but does it give you any confidence that this vaccine is really safe? And how will that impact your life? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Super Dave, who's been gracious to hang on. How are you, buddy? Good to hear your voice again.
Hey. How you doing, Jeff? My God.
Awesome.
You know, I've been around, been listening to you and stuff. It's been fantastic. Great show. Love it. The thing is, you're getting out there and you're telling everybody, you know, that, everything is wrong and we're going to make it right. What I'm going to say is right now that what you're doing right now is going through those votes. The only question I ask from you is after you find out that it is, my question is, what happens? Do we put these people in jail? You know me. I always said when someone does wrong, they need to go to jail. But if it doesn't happen, oh, well. What I'm trying to get at is that people have to understand that there is a God, and I know you people out there is a God. You might not have any kind of prayer that actually goes out to and actually, please don't worry about that. God is going to listen to you. This is wrong what the Democrats did. This is evil. I'm going to let you know right now, this is totally evil. And what they're doing, they're trying to every way. If you look at it, take a look at it. Step back. Take a look at it. They're finding every way they can to stop us from doing this. And what I'm trying to is just, you don't have a prayer language or anything else like that. Talk to him. Talk to him. You could be in your bathroom. You could be anywhere. Talk to him. Tell him this is wrong and he's going to make it right. I'm not kidding you. He's going to make it right. And that's what I believe in. But anyway, like I said, Jeff, I was telling you, I said, okay, we got this information. and say that they did. My question is, what do we do about it? Is it in the future, or do we start putting these people in jail? That's what my question is.
Well, all right, so let's address that. I mean, it's a fair question, Super Dave. So here's the thing. If we go back and we do this hand audit of the 2018, not the 2020, but the 2018 election in Polk County, yeah, that uses, yeah, ESNS, which is not Dominion, but they use the same Smartmatic voting system. And we'll have to see if they use this software called SolarWinds, which Dominion uses now, and the Cybersecurity Federal Agency put out last night this directive saying you got to shut them all off because they've been compromised. They allow hacking. If ESNS, which is used by Polk County, not Marion County, but Polk County, has the Smartmatic software in it, did it produce a different result? That's the question we're asking for 2018 in a particular race, okay? Did it produce a different result than what the actual hand audit shows? All right, so let's say that it did. Well, what would be the next logical conclusion we would reach, Super Dave? Well, it would be that, maybe we ought to do a hand audit of the 2020 election in Polk County, especially
when
it came to the Senate race, where Denise Bowles, the Republican, only lost by 505 votes.
Aha, yes.
That's what it
and
would
Thatcher
lead to. Now,
too. I'm talking about Thatcher, too.
Okay, so that's what it would lead to. All right, now, let's set that aside for a moment. Your point about people going to jail.
Yes.
I don't think that anybody at the local level has any part of this. Because there's Super Dave, they're going through the process whereby you certify these machines and the software. And there's a whole process you go through to do that. And the Polk County clerk is a person that I believe is of high integrity. And I don't see her being complicit in any of that. And I will tell you that if the voting software produces a different result than what the hand audit shows, it's not her fault, because they didn't do a hand audit. They wouldn't have done a hand audit. It would have been no reason to.
Right. Yep, you're right.
Because they certified the machines. Okay, now, let me tell you how this can happen, though, Super Dave, because this is what's coming out of the Antrim County, Michigan story here. And it is where this federal judge has ruled that the forensic information that was gathered, that apparently that has been given to the judge now, can be released, except, quote-unquote, the source code. In this, this little county out of nowhere, apparently the Dominion software system for two school board elections. School board. Now, school board's not it's not on my radar. Is it yours, Super Dave?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So two in this same county that switched and gave 6,000 Trump votes to Biden till their county clerk caught it. These two school boards, this software, Dominion, added 742 votes after a recount on November 6th to Central Lake School Board's elections. And then another school board election.
Yes.
Took away 657 votes. Now, this is crazy.
Yes.
So,
yes, it is.
For people to say that it can't have an impact at the local level, and I frankly thought this, that it would only affect, you know, really the big races, like a Kim Thatcher, like a Denise Bowles. Not so.
Yes.
Now, that's Dominion. Now, I don't know, Super Dave, if ESNS in Polk County is using Smartmatic. We're going to find out, because they're going to have this meeting tomorrow.
Exactly.
And going to try to arrange the opportunity for us to do an audit. But here's the question I got to ask you. If what's happening today in Michigan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And with our hand audit, if all of that shows that there's inaccuracies here, how are you or I or anybody ever going to trust these voting systems again?
No, no. See, that's just it. It won't happen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God is, he has a gavel and he already put it down. He's letting everybody know that he is king, not them. And I'm just going to let everybody know, you don't have to have a prayer language. Just talk to them. Just look at, and just talk to them. I don't care where you're at. And talk to them and say, this is wrong. Please help us and agree that it is done. He will do it. That's that simple. I can't say any more than that, really. But I'm just letting you know. I'm just asking Jeff about all the procedures that they have to go through as, you know, go through everything, lawyers and everything else like that. But guarantee it, you guys are going to understand when this comes down, you will understand what's going on. Not from me, not from Super Dave. I'm nobody compared to God. So you have to understand that it came from God, not me. I'm just saying it to get everybody to understand. Is you don't have a prayer language. You don't have to have any of that. You just talk to them.
And that's yep, you can just pray. That's right. And that is the single most important thing that we should all be doing first and foremost. But we stay active even after that. Thanks, Super Dave. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for your comments
today.
503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. This hour is brought to you by Dave and Paige Smith of the Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. Ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One here in Willamette Valley. 503-939-7099. 503-939-7099. Sidney Powell is saying that the president already has enough information and data to invoke his executive order that allows him to seize and impound every voting machine in the country. She says there's frankly more than enough criminal probable cause to justify that for anybody who's willing to address the law and the facts purely on the basis of truth and not on politics or corporate greed or global wealth, unquote. Now, when we come back, I'm going to address what I think will happen if Trump invokes the executive order. Back in a moment. 8:20. That's the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Cupp in for Stacey N. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think is going to happen if Trump, the president, invokes this emergency executive order. And it is an emergency executive order. Lee wrote me this email about something that makes you go, do names mean anything, he writes. I imagine that a business or businesses consider their name with great effort to define what they're all about. When I heard the name of the voting machine company, my out-of-control thought process went into overdrive. The word dominion, quote, unquote, means the power to rule, control of a country, region, etc. The land that a ruler or government controls. The Bible states, when you're in charge of something or rule it, you have dominion over it. In Hollywood, Star Trek scriptwriter Robert Wolf painstakingly researched this meeting, and in Gene Roddenberry's fashion, did not assign this to a single race, but to three. Result, an ancient civilization coupled together by fear to the contrast with the unity of the Federation enabled by bonds of friendship. The Dominion first uses diplomacy, deception, and cultural imperialism to achieve their aims before ultimately resorting to coercion. And this is the name of the voting system company? That's a good point. One of the things that would happen if the president invoked his emergency, and I call it emergency, it's just an executive order. He invoked it because of foreign interference. If he gets this report, which will be due out Friday, from a number of his agencies, including the DNI, who was with him at the Army-Navy game, where Trump was received really well, with massive chance of USA, USA. If he goes ahead then and says, okay, there was foreign interference. So there's going to be a time lag here. This is one of the things you need to just think about, okay? It's going to be a time lag. But everybody's talking about it. And all of these other things, like the hacked data from 2016 being released out there, showing that there's about 2 million Chinese Communist Party members that are literally living abroad and working all over the world, and a lot of them in America, and a lot of them in our companies in America, including pharmaceuticals, including governments, and including political parties, and including companies like Boeing, defense contractors, folks. None of this was done by coincidence. So here's what happens. Trump invokes the executive order. You can do a whole bunch of things. And it's not just the impounding, as Sidney Powell is saying, of all of these voting machines all across the country. It's not just that. It's a lot of other things. Like blocking and prohibiting all, and I'm reading from the executive order now, and I want you to listen to this. This is really interesting. Blocking and prohibiting all transaction in a person's property and interest in property subject to the United States jurisdiction. So you know all these Chinese wealthy people, including Chinese Communist Party members that have been buying land all around America and fancy homes and land in strategic areas next to U.S. bases, because they have all of that, could be subject to the possibility of seizure. Export licenses under any statute or regulation that requires prior review. Really? How about this? Prohibitions on U.S. financial institutions from making loans or providing credit to a person. Oopsies, now we get into banking. How about this? Restrictions on transactions in foreign exchange in which a person has any interest. Number five, prohibitions on transfers of credit or payments between financial institutions or by, through, or to any financial institution for the benefit of a person. See how far-reaching this is. And there's more. There's more, folks. So if Trump does this, all hell breaks loose. You see, the moment that he gets these reports from the DNI and the DOJ and all of that is spelled out in the executive order, the moment he does that, the left goes crazy. the swamp goes crazy. The leftist news media goes crazy. And they're going to accuse him of all kinds of things. So what? Because what they're going to try to do is to intimidate him from actually seizing assets. Now, what happens if he seizes assets of people involved in this? You know, we just got this CISA, this breaking bombshell that Dominion uses this software system that the cybersecurity agency just said you need to shut down right away because it's hackable. It's on their website. You can see it. SolarWinds. If Trump seizes assets, that's one thing. Preventing banking transactions is a whole nother thing. Now, let's get to the election. If he seizes the Dominion voting machines, and he put it out in his tweet last night that this is a false election, you've been warned. He's setting the stage for this. Today, as you know, all of these electoral colleges are meeting across the country. So what? If Trump invokes the executive order, at least in part based on what the report he's going to get from the DNI and these other agencies, and what's going to be revealed that came out of these Antrim, Michigan Dominion voting machines, what does that mean for the Georgia election that's coming up? It's 8:30. Back in a moment. I'll tell you when we come back on the other side. Minutes of the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Krupp in for Stacy as she's on a very important mission trip in Mexico. It will be for the next month. So you got me. Good morning, Salem. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Like the one I got from my friend Rodney about the Supreme Court. The court said, Rodney writes, that Article 2 doesn't allow standing. However, Justices Alito and Thomas objected and pointed the way to go is Article 3. And this is where Sidney Powell is going. That's right. That's where she is going. By the way, Gateway Pundit's got a story that the Allied Security Group, which did the forensics of the Michigan report, they've just released some of it. I have not had an opportunity to read it, so I don't know what the summary is. It's probably going to be something for tomorrow, to be quite honest with you. It's the audit, the forensic audit. We're going to try to do that here in Polk County this coming week, we hope, with the 2018 elections. Again, just to see if the actual hand audit produces the same result as what the computerized voting system did, ESNS, which uses Smartmatic, just highly suspicious. Corby writes me an email about Trump seizing things. Says, hi, Jeff, just think if he seizes assets, how fast the national debt would be paid off. That's too good. And Rebecca sent me an email for Kathy. It's an explanation about vaccines. She writes this. She says, older vaccines were designed to treat bacterial infections. Always, there have been a certain number of people who were killed by vaccines. Vaccines are inherently unsafe. That's what the individual must always weigh, the benefit against the risk. Recently, there has been a push to convince us that viruses can be treated by vaccines. I've seen no evidence for this being true. Viruses mutate extremely rapidly, and the best they can do is grow last year's virus, and there's no proof that it does anything to combat this year's mutation. Meanwhile, we're being subjected to forced vaccination. Well, some people are. Every healthcare worker, she writes, is required to get a flu shot. Every nursing home resident is required to get a flu shot. And now these groups will be subjected to forced vaccination, despite the evidence they may have to the contrary about its effectiveness. If you want to weigh in on the vaccinations, because we know it's coming, are you going to submit yourself to it? Don't know. I don't think I will. It worries me. By the way, SolarWinds, here's another story that just broke. SolarWinds director sold $45.7 million in stock options last week before the CISA announcement Sunday night. Suppose the SolarWinds guy might have had an idea that this was coming. That kind of stuff would never get leaked, would it? Yeah, I can't imagine that SolarWinds stock is going to do too good today. I haven't checked it, but my guess is it's probably tanking as we speak. All right, here's what happens. If further implications, if Trump, in fact, seizes things relative to his executive order, based on the fact that they've got actual evidence of foreign interference. Media goes crazy. Machines get seized. Now, today, by the way, is the first day of early voting in Georgia, and people are lining up. Stacey Abrams, the failed far-left Marxist gubernatorial candidate, is bragging that she's got 1.2 million people that have requested absentee ballots. Now, absentee ballots is where the cheat has been demonstrated, based again on affidavits, to be happening. If Trump goes ahead, and it's going to take a few days, but he's got to act quickly because of what's going on in Georgia. Now, the courts will try to get involved in this, believe me. They're not going to go quietly. The apparently bought and paid for governor that Trump called a fool today of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp, who used to be the Secretary of State, whose former chief of staff is the lobbyist for Dominion, no quid pro quo there, and who's the Secretary of State, being a Republican, Raffensperger, bought and paid for again, according to Sidney Powell, with evidence. They would immediately go to the Supreme Court to stop Trump from literally seizing and impounding these Dominion voting machines in Georgia, and that ought to be the first place he goes to do that. Now, here's what would be happening and probably is already happening behind the scenes today. It's actually probably been going on for the last month or so since the actual alleged seizure of the Sictel servers, both in Spain and in a CIA office, apparently, in Frankfurt, Germany. This is where the data went from the Dominion voting machines, according to server traffic, went over the internet to Spain and to Frankfurt, and then came back. Isn't that curious? I wonder why you would have to do that. It's not like Spain or Germany have cheaper rates, is it? You mean you couldn't have servers in America do that? I'm just asking. So, if Trump goes ahead and seizes these machines in the middle of this Georgia election, he would force probably the postponement of the election. He probably would force the governor, and they've been working on this, is my guess, for some time. Probably would force the governor to have to call a special session of the legislature to appropriate money, likely, to hire a whole bunch of people to hand count everything in Georgia. Now, what would be wrong with that, including all of these absentee ballots? Now, the question would be, again, is would those observers be told to leave, the Republican Party observers, to make sure that the hand count was actually going the right way? Well, I'm telling you, it's a lot harder to cheat in a hand recount than it is through a machine that can have its software algorithms written so that it just changes votes. The other thing that would happen is the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia would immediately try to go to this, a federal judge and to get to stop the president from invoking his executive order. To that, I say, good luck. After federal agents have already seized the machines. Remember when I said they've been working on this for a while? Oh, yeah. You see, they had those servers from Germany, again, assuming that they actually have them. And they know what's on them, folks. And if they've been planning this, believe me, in all of these battleground states, it probably wouldn't happen here in Oregon. There'd be no reason for it to, necessarily. Doesn't mean that it should, but it probably wouldn't happen here. But my point is this. Is what's going to happen is federal agents are going to show up at every county. And they're going to just impound the computers, literally. They're going to pick them up and they're going to take them with them. Now, the upheaval that that's going to cause nationwide is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. The chaos that it's going to be in, I mean, they're probably going to have to suspend the election until they can hire enough people in Georgia. You see, as the way that you should do this kind of thing is that the federal agents should just swoop in, because Trump doesn't have to tell anybody, folks, that he's invoking the terms of the executive order. All he has to do is get this report on Friday. That's 45 days after the election. The federal agents would be positioned along with trucks rented, and they're going to roll on in there and they're going to pick them up. Now, a judge may say after the fact, well, you got to return them. That would be appealed immediately. Now, Trump's executive orders can be challenged in court, and they have been already. This would be, too. Believe me, it would be. But Trump would appeal it immediately to the Supreme Court. Now, in the intervening days it's going to take for all of that to happen, it only takes a few hours to get through to download the data, as has happened in Atrium County. And then they analyze it. Believe me, they would have teams of people all ready to go right now to do that. What happens then, if the data gets exposed, and that's what Trump would have to do? Because, folks, for you and me and the rest of us out there, yeah, we hear all of this stuff about Dominion voting machines, but we need to see actual evidence. The world does. Congress does. More importantly, the Supreme Court does. Because now it's put the Supreme Court in a box. They cannot turn down the Trump lawsuits. They have to take them. Don't you think? 8:48, back in a moment. We are back. We can have you with us last segment for today. I'm Jeff Kupien for Stacey. I'm going to go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Joseph here.
I can barely hear you.
Joseph?
Can you say that again? No. That's, are you there, Joseph? Can't hear you. Okay. Well, producer Phil, if you can, try to see what's going on here. I guess he left. All right. In defense of Bill Barr, this is a piece written by Joel Pollack in Breitbart. And frankly, I agree to it. Okay. Let's, Joseph's back. Let's take him right now. Joseph, welcome. What do you have to say today?
Joseph, you repeat the morning program in the evening at 6 o'clock. Will you be repeating all 3 hours?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll just be doing my political coffee show.
Just the first hour then.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. In defense of Bill Barr. Now, I don't know if you're as disappointed in Bill Barr as I am, but not really. You see, I wish that he was able to say, well, to let us know that the DOJ was investigating Hunter Biden and had been for a long time. But he said nothing. Well, there's a reason why. Joel Pollack writes this out. He also talks about a whole bunch of reasons why we should be praising him, reminding us of things that he's already done as Attorney General. And I'm not going to go into them because I'm going to go to Rich in a moment here on the phone. But, folks, the reason that he didn't is because there is a DOJ regulation that says within 60 days of an election, you don't release the results or even let people know that you are investigating somebody. That's a DOJ regulation. Now, as much as I wish it had come out, and it should have, Bill Barr is just doing his job, folks. And I agree with Joel Pollack, who, by the way, is a lawyer. Now, Bill Barr needs to take the next step, because what's going to happen on Friday is a big deal. That's this whole thing about Trump invoking the executive order. Now, again, that's not the end all be all, but friends, I'm just telling you, if he does this and they confiscate those machines, it's going to, well, it's going to act. I have faith to believe we might even actually get an accurate election out of Georgia. Because I have no confidence in it now, period. But even more importantly, if it shows that Dominion voting machines, as Sidney Powell says, have been shown to be changing the votes, that's earth-shattering. And it explains a lot of things. The Supreme Court, and frankly, state judges, will have no ability, logically, to turn down any of these lawsuits, and more importantly, it gives the legislatures in these states the reasons to choose their own slate of electors. Now, that's after the fact, because today they're going to do all these things. The forensic audit, Newsmax's reporting, shows the Michigan voting machines had an error rate of 68%. An error rate of 68%. You know what's allowable? 0.0008%. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Lots of thoughts. I think that our elections here with the mail-in ballots have been, what would you call, confused or skewed since probably about 1998.
Well, we started mail-in voting over 20 years ago, so yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's
you know what's surprising
is right after, I think we were a test subject to see how well they could manipulate and mess with the voting system. The other thing, too, is that I guess this new group in Portland, the CHOMP or whatever their new name is, I guess one of their things was they wanted to give property back to the indigenous people. Well, first thing is, what if they don't want it? And which indigenous people, the Kennewick man or the ones who came across the land bridge?
Now, there you go, trying to be logical again. I mean, this isn't about logic, you know that.
Oh, no, it's just a smokescreen to hide their criminal activity, as well as the criminal activity of the DA up there and the city council.
Yeah, you know, in fact, there's a deal that's been reached, supposedly. I've got that story up here on OPB, between the family, which, by the way, owns more property down the street, I guess. That deal is that the developer is going to sell it back to the family, supposedly, and the barricades are coming down, and Ted Wheeler's the hero because he helped negotiate the deal. Was that the right thing to do?
No.
What would have been the right thing?
Right thing to do would have given him an ultimatum, say, you want to deal with this, fine, but pull this stuff down or we're coming in to take it down. Enough's enough. Enough of this crap, I guess. It's enough.
Wouldn't we expect that this is going to continue, this kind of activity? I mean, hey,
it's keep pushing until you get pushed back. You know, that's the way they do it. One other thing, some famous person said it, and I don't remember who it was, but they said that if you want to show that you are attempting to get rid of your corruption and let the masses know about it, I guess this is in voting, then you also have to show convictions to show that you're trying.
But doesn't that take courage?
Huh?
That takes courage, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, everybody keeps talking about all the terrible this, that, and the other being illegal, but we don't see any high prominent people taking the fall for it like they should. So until that happens, I don't see anybody really getting excited about the laws anymore.
Well, so you've just articulated what is the problem here, with why there has to be some accountability here, and not just in this circumstance, Rich. You know, talking about John Durham's report, this coup against Trump. If nobody's held accountable,
exactly,
we become a lawless society.
I think some of these people that are high up, like the Epstein didn't kill himself syndrome. Once those people are found who paid for this, they should, all their assets be impounded, and they should be deported to some sunny place like Somalia.
Or Guantanamo. Thanks, Rich. Let's go quickly to Joseph. Joseph, you got to go fast.
Question, will all 3 hours be available as a podcast?
Yes, it will be.
Good.
Hopefully later.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, friends. I appreciate you listening today. I'm back for 3 hours again tomorrow. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Keep praying, keep believing, keep fighting for what you believe. See you tomorrow.